The second Religious Education Congress this year in 2009 will be held in Dundalk in the Fairways Hotel and Conference Centre. This is our second effort at hosting a National Religious Education Congress. We held our first one 2 years ago in 2007, and really the inspiration for having a National Religious Education Congress came from the Worldwide Religious Education Congress that takes place every year in Los Angeles. And those of us from Ireland who have attended the Los Angeles Congress, we felt that we could reproduce in a much smaller way that type of Congress here in Ireland, and we did so successfully in 2007, and now we're having our second one now in 2009.
And are you going to be looking at the whole issue of primary school education, which is a bit contentious at the moment?
Primary school education certainly will be looked at, but it is not going to be the major element in the Religious Education Congress. Obviously, with the developments that are taking place with religious education at primary school level, particularly with the involvement of the Vocational Education Committee here in Dublin with religious education, it is a hot topic. Now, primary school religious education will obviously be dealt with, but it's not going to be the central issue because there are obviously other elements, post-primary, adult, parish, etc. etc.
But I suppose for parents, you know, who are looking at primary schools or looking at choice, I mean, will you be sort of addressing that or looking at how the parents' choices are going to be made?
Well, specifically, no, we will not be addressing parental choice. Obviously, parental choice is a very important issue. But we in the field of Catholic religious education, we are really the people who work in providing the Catholic element of those who choose that, so that people who choose not to have a Catholic religious education, well, that's their choice. And they obviously their choices cater for in other areas. But we are trying to, resource and enthuse those who are working specifically in the field of Catholic religious education.
And what is so particular about Catholic religious education as opposed to a sort of a general Christian education?
The specific thing about Catholic religious education, I suppose really and truly you could say Catholic religious education concerns itself mainly with six specific things. The first specific thing that Catholic religious education concerns it with is communicating knowledge of the faith and of our Catholic tradition. Then the second specific thing about Catholic religious education is that we initiate particularly children and adults into the liturgical life of our community, of our Catholic community. And so there is a whole sacramental element to Catholic religious education. The third thing then is there is a whole notion of prayer. There's a whole Catholic tradition, both of communal, liturgical and private prayer. And religious education initiates people in the Catholic system into that whole prayer system. Then there is the whole morality element, that the Catholic tradition and the Catholic Church has a whole moral stance both to other people, to God and to creation itself. Catholic religious education reinforces and informs that moral stance. Then there is a specific community life, that Catholic education educates people for the common good. They educate them for community life. And finally, the sixth major specific element for Catholic religious education is that it is missionary, that it tries to install a missionary endeavour in the individual's missionary in their own specific environment and milieu, and missionary from the point of view of worldwide. So Catholic religious education has six definite foundational principles on which it is based and on which we would hope to communicate to people who are involved in the religious education endeavour at whatever level they are at.
And does adult education feature as well? I mean, in terms of, because, you know, arguably you could say that the primary school level, the secondary school level, you know, they're covered reasonably well. You know, if people choose that route, it is covered quite well. But then when people, you know, go off to college or they start working, that there's very little left then in terms of education other than regular math maybe.
The Bishops' Conference here in Ireland has recognised in the past couple of years that there is a definite lacuna in religious education in Ireland, and it is in the area of adult religious education. Having recognized this lacuna, the Bishops' Conference set up a special commission for pastoral renewal and adult faith development, and they have employed a staff to work with this commission for adult faith development. And at present, a whole network of people have been established throughout the 26 dioceses of Ireland who will be willing to be involved in adult religious education and who are being trained in order to implement such a programme of adult religious education throughout the country. As yet, we have not yet got a national programme for adult religious education, but however, we are awaiting the publication of our own Irish National Directory for Religious Education, and we're also awaiting, we're in the process of producing our own National Catholic Catechism for Ireland. When these two documents are available sometime in the future, then those working in the area of adult religious education will have specific documents to work towards, so that while adult religious education was slow to get started, it will be well resourced and it will take place.
And if anybody was interested in going, who would they contact or how would they get in touch?
The easiest way of finding out about the Religious Education Congress and of booking for it is to go to the Congress website at www.recongress.ie. There on the Congress website, you'll find out all about the various speakers, the timetable. Now, the booking form is available there online. You can print off the booking form, fill it out and send it on to me at the address there provided on the booking form, along with your cheque for €150 or 130 sterling, and then send it on to me and you will be booked into the Congress. But the website has all of the details.